Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Deepest Cut by Alessa Thorne, narrated by Kurt Bonham. 1. Leo had been having panic attacks for as long as he could remember. When he was a boy and felt the telltale tingle at the back of his neck, he would find a small, dark space until he calmed down. His family was none the wiser, which was a good thing, because if there was something the Colleonis didn't tolerate, it was weakness. Especially weakness that couldn't be trained or beaten out of them. These days, there were only three things that calmed Leo down and helped him refocus: hacking, killing, or kissing Dante Hill. Right now, with his brothers pointing guns at them, and his mother standing in Khan's warehouse like she owned it, Leo was utterly fucked. He couldn't breathe. His chest was too tight. The lights were swirling around him. He could hear people talking, but nothing was sinking in. Gabriella Colleoni had finally come for him, and the Edgeworths were going to die because of him. Leo was numb as Dante moved him behind his broad bulk, shielding him from Gabriella's piercing golden gaze. Silas shifted to flank them in case of an attack.
"You shot Leo and threw him away. He's my son now," Silas said, and Leo's entire world shifted.
"They are protecting me," Leo realized in awe.
Even Alton was getting in between him and Gabriella. As touched as he was, Leo knew that his mother would never forget the insult. Leo needed the world to stop spinning. He lightly touched the back of Dante's shirt and instantly felt grounded. He had no right to touch Dante, not when he had been planning on leaving the Edgeworths and Dante later that night. Leo had wanted one more dinner with them, but his mother had to wreck it, and that was exactly why he had intended to leave.
"We need to talk about a Serapis," Gabriella said. She was at the head of the table, like she was in charge.
Leo doubted she realized how many alphas were in the room, and that none of them tolerated being bossed about. Athena was watching Gabriella like she was about to attack at the first sign of any sudden movement.
"And what is it that you think you know about Serapis?"
Alton asked, with an amused expression she liked to use when she thought the other person was an idiot.
"Will you all please sit down? If nothing else, we can be civil," Gabriella replied.
They sat reluctantly. Dante positioned himself beside Leo, his body still angled a little to stay between him and Gabriella. The protective gesture made Leo's chest constrict. He didn't need protecting. Dante knew Leo could take care of himself. He was still doing it, though, because that was who Dante was. Under the table, Dante's pinky finger reached over and hooked around Leo's. The slight contact, the comfort in the gesture, made Leo's head clear, and the panic finally receded. He grabbed his beer from the table and had a mouthful to wash away the bitter bile in the back of his throat.
"Spit it out, Gabriella. We don't have all night and my dinner is getting cold,"
Athena said, crossing her arms.
"The Colleonis have worked for Serapis for a long time," Gabriella replied.
She didn't even have the decency to be embarrassed about it.
"No shit. We found your name in D's organizer, so we know you're the Aurora's lapdog," Silas said and leaned back in his chair. "I don't see what your shady dealings have to do with coming in here and trying to take Leo."
Gabriella's golden eyes narrowed.
"Because the Serapis has turned on us, and I believe it's because my son has been helping you take down his compatriots. If Leo returns with me, Serapis will back off."
"And what proof do you have that Serapis has turned on you?" Khan asked.
"The businesses are being attacked," Leo said softly. "That's what Dario said in Prague. That someone is stealing money. I told him I would look into it. You cannot do that from the safety of our home,
Gabriella said.
We must stop this argument between us and come together again for the good of the family. You mean for the good of your bank account,
Leo replied, anger creeping through his words.
This isn't about me. It's about your bottom line.
Gabriella's lips pursed together.
We can argue about this later when we don't have an audience, Leonardo. When we go home, I am home.
Gabriella laughed coldly.
You think these mercenaries will be loyal to you? They are but a shadow of what the Corleones are. You found a cheap substitute for us here. Nothing more.
Wow. Is she always like this? Dante asked Leo with a lazy grin.
Pretty much,
Leo replied. I'm beginning to see why you left. Gabriella turned to Dante with a look of disgust on her face.
You have no right to judge me. You are a bed warmer, a pleasant distraction for my son while he's running from his duties, nothing more.
Dante laughed. His duty to marry some chick he doesn't want to? Hate to be the one to break it to you, Miss Corleone, but Leo likes dick. Lots and lots of dick. Leo cast his eyes to heaven and prayed to be struck by lightning.
I think we are venturing off the subject,
Alton interrupted.
Gabriella, you're in my city, and I'm not in the mood to let you come in and start demanding things. Leo is a free man, and can return with you if he wants to. You are welcome to leave now if you have nothing more to tell us about Serapis.
Gabriella dragged her death stare away from Dante.
It's a warning, not information. Stop going after him, or he's going to retaliate against all of us. No petty revenge for past slights is worth the ill he will bring to all of our doors.
Our fight with the Aurora has nothing to do with you, and you're in no position to tell us to do anything,
Athena said, her voice turning ice cold.
Now, get the fuck out of my house.
I thought you would be smarter than this, Leonardo. You have marked all of these people for the sake of your pride. I hope it's worth it,
Gabriella said, rising to her feet. Silas turned to Iz.
I could be mistaken, Bella, but did she just threaten us?
Flames sparked in Iz's eyes.
It certainly sounded like it, babe.
Gabriella laughed.
Oh, it's not me you have to worry about. It's...
She paused and placed a finger to her ear. She switched to Italian.
Dario, repeat that for me.
Leo, what's happening?
Khan asked.
I don't know.
A glass of whiskey fell from Alton's hand, and light danced under her skin.
Talk to me, love,
Julian said, placing a hand on her shoulder.
Magic,
Alton turned to Athena.
Swords, now. Guns are going to be useless.
Athena and Silas moved without question. They were all on their feet, going on guard. Leo opened the camera feed on his phone. Figures were moving out of the dark alleys around the warehouse.
These men better not belong to you, Mother,
Leo said coldly. Gabriella rounded on him.
This has nothing to do with me. Tell your sons to retreat here, Gabriella. Now,
Alton instructed. She accepted a saber from Silas.
Zombie rules, children. Take the head or the heart. If you see a sigil mark on anyone, try to destroy it.
Alton, what the fuck is going on? Dante demanded.
We are about to be attacked by the ghoul.
Alton drew her saber.
Serapis is here.
2. Dante took the windless sword that Athena offered him and pulled it free. It had been a while since he wielded one in an actual fight.
Aren't you glad I forced you to keep up with your blade work?
Silas said, his own saber in hand. You can hardly take credit for a zombie fight,
They aren't exactly zombies. They are animated warriors. They don't want to eat your brain. They just want you dead.
Alton was staring at the doors, and Gabriella was barking orders into her earpiece.
Serapis is controlling them through a spell.
Can you break his influence on them? Khan asked.
I honestly don't know. Head, hearts, and sigils, don't forget,
Alton instructed.
What can you see?
Dante asked Leo, who was staring at his phone.
Trouble.
Leo raced over to the front doors and opened them up. Dante moved in behind him, in case he needed the backup.
Out of the way, little brother,
Dario shouted, and charged through the door. Rodrigo was coming up behind him. In an elegant motion, he turned, slid to one knee, and fired off three shots. The ghouls following him fell one after the other. Rodrigo was back on his feet in a blink and was through the doors.
Good shot,
Dante said, shutting them and lowering a heavy bar to blockade them. Leo shook his head.
You're still a show-off.
Don't be jealous that I'm a better shot than you, Cucciolo,
Rodrigo replied, shouldering his rifle. He looked around at the group, a small smile on his lips.
Well, this should be interesting. I'll be on the roof.
A heavy bang sounded above them, followed by another and another.
Sounds like the roof is already occupied.
Dante moved beside Leo.
You need a blade to take off heads.
Leo went to his shoulder bag on the couch and retrieved two sleek black handguns.
I'll take out sigils and arts with these.
If you say so, John Wick.
Dante grinned and couldn't help but check Leo out as his body relaxed into kill mode. His tight black jeans were...
Stop looking out of my ass,
Leo snapped.
We are about to be attacked, for fuck's sake.
Just reminding myself there's beauty in the world to live for, Dante replied, making Leo scowl and his ears flush red.
You two are adorable,
Dario said and tossed two magazines at Leo.
Put these in your guns, Fratellino.
You've been experimenting again?
Leo asked, changing them out with a sleek efficiency that excited Dante just by watching. Dario laughed.
You know what they say about idle hands, and making bullets is relaxing for me. They're exploding, and will it do more damage?
Dante moved in to protect Leo's left side just as an invisible pulse of power shook the warehouse. Steel screamed as panels of corrugated iron were torn off the sides of the building and men rushed through. Dante was expecting zombies, despite Alton claiming they weren't. The ghouls looked exactly like normal men, except their eyes were milky white. Leo's gun fired, blowing holes into the nearest ghoul's chest. Dante stepped forward at the same time and lopped off its head. The warehouse became alive with the fight, ghouls tearing through the roof and falling down onto them. Dante lost himself in the fight's rhythm. Leo shifted beside him, and Dario protected their backs. Dante tried not to stare at the other Colleoni brother. He moved so eerily, like Leo, fluid and fast and utterly graceful in every murderous action.
How many do you think Serapis can send?
Dante shouted out.
As many as he wants to,
Alton replied. She had a streak of black blood down her face.
I can't connect to this magic. There is no life in them or the spell. Necromancy was never a strong point of mine.
That's okay. I'll just keep killing them until they stop,
Athena called. She had a long dagger in each hand and was happily chopping off legs and ripping arms, dismantling the ghouls before taking off their heads. Dante spotted a ghoul the second it fell through a hole in the roof. It landed hard on Gabriella, sending her sword spiraling out of her hand. Dante leaped over the dining table, cutting down a ghoul in his way, and raced over to help her. The ghoul was on her back, pinning her down with its hands around her throat. Dante took off its head with a powerful swipe before reaching down to break the stiff fingers holding her.
Come on, get up quickly, Dante said, hauling her upright.
You saved my life,
she gasped in a deep breath, rubbing at her throat. Don't make me regret it. Dante passed her his sword, grabbed a nearby chair, and broke it over a ghoul trying to rush them. It collapsed on its knees, and Gabriella took off its head. Dante rushed over where the other sword had landed and picked it up. His focus swung about to find Leo. He had run out of bullets, and was using the butt of his gun to smash at any ghouls that got too close. Dante didn't hesitate. He charged into the creatures surrounding Leo, hacking at limbs and heads to clear a path.
Behind me, Leo,
Dante said, pulling him back and lunging forward to drive his blade into the chest of the nearest ghoul.
Cubby, we need another blade over here.
Heads,
Athena shouted, and threw one of her long daggers. Dante ducked, and the blade thudded into the head of a ghoul coming through the wall beside them. Dante pulled the knife free and passed it back to Leo.
Here we go, bello. Try to keep up, Dante said with a saucy wink.
Leo hefted the blade in his hand.
You go right, I'll go left.
God, I love it when you take charge. Leo's smile was lightning quick and dirtier than the corpses attacking them.
I remember.
Well, if that comment didn't go straight to Dante's dick.
He didn't have time to flirt back as a fresh wave of magic buckled the double doors and crushed them in half.
They all hurried to stop the dead from climbing through.
Everybody down,
Khan shouted. Dante saw the glow of orange in the corner of his eye and knew what was coming. He grabbed Leo, dragging him to the floor and shielding him with his body as a blast of heat surged over him. Khan sent another wall of fire sailing over them and scorching through the attacking ghouls. The creatures screeched in torn human voices and fell back, their flesh and bones melting to sticky goo.
Get off! You weigh a damn ton, Leo complained underneath him.
Dante ignored him until Khan signaled that he was done. Julian caught him before he collapsed, his magic and energy completely gone.
Any ideas, Alton?
Julian asked. The sorceress was starting to glow when another ripple of power shook the warehouse. The few remaining ghouls pulled back, climbing back through the doors.
What the fuck?
Dante murmured. He climbed off Leo and went to the nearest hole in the wall. The ghouls were retreating, all of them fleeing back into the snowy night. Dante glanced up and saw a tall figure standing on a roof.
We have someone watching across the street, he called.
Rodrigo was suddenly beside him.
Move over.
Dante got out of the way as Rodrigo lowered his massive rifle and shot twice. The figure didn't fall. Dante snorted.
You missed.
The fuck I did, Rodrigo snarled.
Alton and the others went to the ruined doors and looked up.
Serapis,
she whispered, her eyes wide in fear. The figure watched them for a few moments longer before he simply turned and walked away. 3. The warehouse was a complete mess and Leo was covered in blood. Somehow, none of it was his.
Do you think it's over for the night?
Athena asked, her blue eyes still full of murder.
I think so. I can't feel his magic anymore,
Alton said, still staring outside with wide eyes.
Athena? See to Khan.
The coldness in Athena's eyes retreated and she shook herself.
Khan! Khan!
She raced over to where Julian had tucked him by the couch. The Bastion of Istanbul was the only thing Leo had ever seen able to pull Athena out of a trance.
Fun the crowd you have here,
Dario said, looking about at all the other blood-stained mercenaries.
Even your pretty boy fights well.
He's not my boy,
Leo grumbled. Dario rolled his eyes, but didn't argue with him. Dante was on the other side of the warehouse, helping Silas and Julian inspect all the damage. They had already produced drills from Khan's cupboard of tools and were trying to fix the holes in the walls.
Serapis has turned on us too,
Gabriella said, joining them. Dante looked up at them, a frown on his face.
This is what I came here to stop from happening. Now we are all fucked. Then you have no reason to stay. The door is right there,
Leo replied, his hands still gripping the hilt of his knife too hard. He didn't want to hurt his brothers, but he would if they attacked him.
We need to stop this infighting, Mama, Rodrigo said, surprising Leo.
His older brother always sided with Gabriella.
Rodrigo is right,
Alton interrupted them.
You will need our help to stop Serapis too. You can't do it alone.
The Edgeworths had stopped what they were doing and now surrounded the Colleones. Dante moved behind Leo, and Leo's heart did an erratic dance. If they tried to hurt him, the Edgeworths really would step in to stop them.
And you were going to leave them without saying a word? I have a final matter to settle, and then I am gone.
Gabriella's golden eyes looked Dante over, and Leo suddenly wanted to hide him from her.
You saved my life.
Leo knew Dante had taken off in the fight, but had been too busy to see what he had been doing. Yeah? So what? Dante replied.
It means she owes you a debt, Silas said, a small smile on his lips. Isn't that right?
Gabriella looked like she had swallowed a lemon.
Yes, I owe you something in compensation. Name your price, and I'll have it transferred.
Leo, Dante said. Leo turned.
What? What?
Gabriella echoed. You owe me a life debt, not just any debt. I want Leo's life, Dante replied, very slowly so there was no mistaking his intention.
No,
Gabriella snarled.
Pick something else.
Dante crossed his arms. No, you don't get to choose. I want Leo's life in return for saving yours. If you try to fight me on it, I'll make sure every mercenary from here to fucking Timbuktu knows that Gabriella Colleone's honor isn't worth shit.
Leo swayed, the blood rushing from his head. They would kill Dante for this. He would die before Gabriella considered it.
I'll send it out through the dark web, too,
Isabella added with a sweet smile.
Every player worldwide will know before the night is out. We'll see how many contracts you get then.
Leo was going to throw up. Sweat trickled down his spine. The fucking Edgeworths were going to give him a heart attack if they kept it up.
Deal,
Gabriella said through her teeth.
Leo's a life for my own.
Alton lit a cigar.
Excellent. I'm glad that's settled. Can we please focus on what the fuck we are going to do about Serapis now?
Are there any wards you can set to stop ghouls attacking us, love?
Julian asked her.
We can't keep up with those kinds of attacks all night.
I don't have wards that can stop the dead. We need hallowed ground. No necromantic magic can cross it,
Alton replied. Gabriella laughed.
Then it looks like you're all coming home with me.
The fuck we are, Dante muttered.
The compound in Florence is a hallowed ground,
Leo said, the words cutting his tongue like glass.
Who the fuck would bless a mercenary base?
Athena demanded.
A mercenary family that has worked for more than one pope over the centuries, not to mention many, many cardinals.
Gabriella looked smug.
Also, it was originally a monastery.
You've got to be fucking kidding me, Khan grumbled. He looked drained. We needed to work together on this,
Rodrigo said, surprising Leo yet again.
We need Leo to track down how Serapis is dismantling our companies, and we all need a proper plan for how to take Serapis down. We don't have magic, but you do. Come to Florence. The ghouls won't attack us there, and we can come up with a plan.
Leo knew they didn't have another choice. Gabriella's golden eyes were glowing in triumph. She would still get her own way.
I want to stay with the family, he said, trying to keep his voice firm. After Serapis is dead, we are done. Whatever you say, baby boy,
Gabriella replied. She looked over at the mercenaries.
My plane leaves at dawn. I suggest you all be on it. Come along, boys.
Dario and Rodrigo followed her out of the warehouse, and Leo knew he was defeated. Leo and Dante caught a taxi back to their apartment building, hoping Serapis wouldn't risk exposing himself to the public by releasing his creatures on them. It was wishful thinking at best, and Leo's leg jumped the entire ride.
You look like you're going to throw up, Bello. You okay? Dante asked as they got out of the taxi.
No, I'm far from okay.
They took the stairs to the third floor, and Dante followed Leo all the way to his apartment door.
What are you doing?
Leo asked.
I'm making sure that there's nothing going to jump out and ambush you, Leo,
Dante replied with a teasing smile.
Unless you need to hide your dildos so I don't see them. You can show them to me. I won't tease you. I promise.
Leo stared at him and could only shake his head. This was the man he was infatuated with.
God, why do you love to punish me? Get your stuff, Dante. I'll be fine, he grumbled.
The apartment was spotless from the cleaning crew that had gone through it early in the day. Leo hurried to his room and picked up his bags.
What's going on, Leo? This place is actually clean.
Dante had followed him in without Leo realizing. He turned as Dante reached his bedroom door and saw the two bags in his hands. Confusion clouded his eyes and Leo's stomach dropped.
You're already packed? Leo.
I wasn't going to leave, okay?
Leo said, unable to hold the words back.
I knew after Dario found me in Prague that they would come for me. I thought I had a time to get away before they turned up, but I was wrong. Now they are here, and I am a fucked.
Leo dropped his bag, his hands shaking uncontrollably.
Breathe, Leo, Dante said.
He cupped Leo's face.
Hey, look at me. In and out. Breathe. It's okay. Everything is going to be okay.
Leo's vision blurred.
No, it's not. Don't you get it? She gets what she wanted. I promised I'd never go back there.
She can't keep you. You're mine. Ours. The Edgeworths. You know what I mean. She can't back out on that bargain,
Dante argued.
I still can't believe you did that. I'm not something to be traded. I won't wear her color, and I won't wear yours either,
Leo babbled. He was spiraling and couldn't stop.
It was for your freedom, Leo. I don't want you to have any collar around your neck.
Dante paused, thinking about it.
Not one you didn't ask me to put on you.
Leo choked on an unexpected laughter.
You ought to say it, didn't you?
Yeah, you kind of left it out there.
Dante brushed Leo's curls off his cheek.
I don't think you're something to be traded. Your mother does, though, and I needed to speak her language so she knows how serious I am about keeping you. You know, in Istanbul. With us.
Leo nodded, his panic subsiding a little.
This is going to be the fucking worst, you understand that, right? That compound is a gilded prison.
Try to think of it like another job. We go in, do the thing, and we leave again. We all leave together. That means you too. I promise I won't leave you behind, Dante said.
He reached down and picked up one of Leo's bags.
But just so we are clear, if you ever try to leave without saying goodbye again, I'll hunt you to the ends of the earth.
Leo's breath caught at the threat. It shouldn't have excited him as much as it did.
I'm a highly trained assassin.
You would never find me if I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?